ZLK mobile.
Gotta get this headset hooked up. N4ZLK and 0GR.
Car, N4ZLK. Good evening, Tom.
Set this up. Count 10 and let me shake this around a little bit, Shane.
Count to 10 while I'm talking on the radio.
You're just fine now. I was trying to put a headset on so Bernice can watch the television. Am I bothering you, Mom? Okay, I'm not bothering her. What you up to, Shane? I'm just sitting here eating a piece of Hershey. Well, it's not Hershey's. It's Aldi's milk chocolate bar with nuts in it, almonds. Just got downstairs. Oh, had my shower. Bernice is over here in the exercise chair and eating an ice cream cone and watching TV.
Be better. Oh, I'm just driving home. I'm not too far, maybe a little more than halfway home, so I got a few minutes. And you got a lot of popping and crackling on your signal tonight. I don't know if mine does. Yours is not as clean as it usually is.
I just... I'm having a heck of a time with this headset. It's a Kenwood for my HF rig, but you have to use one of them adapters on it to plug it in the little icon radio here. I have Heil throw headsets for the HF, really. These are the ones I started out with years ago. They're very clear, but yeah, you had some popping on there, Shane.
That's mutual. But I did have a question. When I was stopped by your house that one time, you have that radio up in the kitchen, and then you got the one, the 2 meter downstairs. Do you have separate antennas for those? You don't run it off the same antenna there on your carport, do you?
No, sir. There's one on the west side of the house. It's the smaller one of the two. They make three. And without going over there, Shane, and I'm kind of tied down right now. I can't tell you the names of them right off the top of my head. I got a spare one over there. That one out there is the longest one they make. I thought I could get into that try-on repeater with it, but I just barely can.
Oh, yeah, I mean, your signal's great on it, both of them. I just wondered, it's the white fiberglass antenna, right? Is that what you were thinking? I'm trying to remember the name of it as well.
Hey, give me just a second and I'll grab it over here. I got to pop this headset off. I'm back. Even got the headset on. Let's see, I'm all under red lights here. And this is in orange. It's a diamond, 2 meters, 70 centimeter, dual band antenna. They're not real expensive. I think it was $70 plus freight in 2021. Yeah, this is the, I think it's, I'm not sure which one this is. I see the instructions on it here. It says 150 watt max, 3 decibel gain. The one upstairs is 6 decibel gain. And I'm assuming this is the X300 one. It's supposed to be good for 135 mile an hour wind resistance.
We got Connor one that he put on his house, white fiberglass. I thought it had the letters Golf Victor in the name of it. Can't remember the brand, but they had two or three, and they were different lengths. Seemed to be really good antennas, and perfectly tuned, basically. Just mounted it and didn't have to do any adjusting on it.
Well, I see the model on it now. It's an X30 diamond. And, guys, that one's been out there for 14 years, I'd say, Shane. I had some beams, but I give them away because I don't have a tower. I could have put it up there. I got a little Radio Shack rotator that'll rotate those smaller VHF, UHF antennas. But I just never did want to fool with it. It's just something else to go wrong. It used to be back in the old days, you could buy those Radio Shack rotators for about $59.
KG4BFI. Not your radios. It must be the repeater itself, because you're both crackling and popping on my radio, and I don't know if mine's doing it or not, but I don't think it's your radio. I think it's something else.
Mont CB boosters, they called them, didn't they, in the old days, no? Just kidding. Go ahead, Shane.
It's a little there on your radio, too, Don, but your signal's covering it up, but probably better than ours is. Good evening to you. I hope you're doing well. And 4ZLK.
Well, good evening to both of you. I'll get out of the way here. Y'all go ahead and bump your gums there. That's what I usually call it. That's what I tell Tom. Well, I got something. You know, phones over. My wife tells me the cell phone's got a phone call for me, so I guess I better get out of here. Y'all go ahead. I just thought I'd let you know that crackling, popping sound is doing on. I'm listening to both of y'all talk, and it's doing it, and I guess mine is too. KG4PFI clear.
Well, you're clear as a bell, Don. And, boy, I've been missing you. Usually between 8:30 and 9, I'm down here in the basement, and give me a holler. I really, really do miss you. Always enjoy talking with you. If you get done with your phone call, come back and jump in. Shane's just on his way home, and Bernice is watching TV, and I'm just sitting here with a headset on. Go ahead, Shane.
Jump in and 7-3 to you. Probably, he's probably on the phone now. We're interrupting him, Tom. Anyway, yeah, it's only bumping your gums if you don't put your teeth in.
Mom and Dad, it's like the stars, they come out at night. No, I got all my own teeth. When I was younger, we had a dentist that had a drinking problem. Of course, I was a kid, I didn't know it. They told me years later, if you got a cavity, you just pull your tooth. And we didn't pay attention to the dental care like they do nowadays. I'll never forget one time, I embarrassed my mother to tears. I was in grade school, you know, second, third grade. Something. I think it was second grade. And the teacher asked all of us, each one of us, if we had a toothbrush. And I said, no, I just used my sister's.
Well, you know the toothbrush was invented in West Virginia, right?
Had no idea. I just bought three or four new ones there in a box at Walmart yesterday, matter of fact.
Invented anywhere else, we would have called it the teeth brush.
Oh, that's cold, Shane. I'm telling you. Well, I'll tell you, I've been up in there in the mountains and that. And there's some places that I just don't think I'd want to stop.
Good friends from West Virginia. They're down here now, but they grew up there, and they just went back up and buried her mother. She was 94. She lived with them down here, but she was buried up there by her husband. But, of course, we had to bring that joke out every once in a while. They're good people, but it's pretty good, Virginia.
Yes, I went to a General Electric school for 2 weeks. And they flew me out there to Staunton, Virginia. And my brother was at the Military Personnel Command in Washington, D.C. He picked me up and took me down the Blue Ridge Parkway up there. I didn't realize that it ran that far. Guys, it's awesome. Just beautiful, some of the places he took me. And that's where he hit a 12-point buck on his motorcycle. He has the antlers hanging from his wall. He did years ago. It's a Suzuki GT 750.
All all that was left of the motorcycle might have been the handlebars. He should have been had them hanging up on the wall, too.
It was the largest deer killed in that county in 6 years, I think they said. But it broke his collarbone, busted his spleen, punctured his lung. So I drove out to D.C. and picked up these two girls, me and Bernice did. And he was in Bethesda Naval Hospital there. And he was still doing flow charts for the Navy for personnel. In other words, if the computer, if you put in there you needed a certain classification and if you had a family or not, well, that costs more to move him. And, you know, all these different ands and ifs and ors. And then it would pick out the person for that particular job to send him to Timbuktu or wherever it was. And he was developing the flow charts for that. I'll never forget the bed in that room. The admiral said that Rouse gets an extra bed for those flow charts so he can continue with his work.
It was all pre-computer days, wasn't it?
No. It was all computerized. He was a computer analyst, matter of fact. He started out as a seaman on crash boats out in California. Worked his way up to first class, and they transferred him out there, and supposed to be there 2 years, and that admiral wanted him to stay, and he kept him there 9 years, and they had to pull a lot of strings to do that, but he was good at his job, I guess, and you could look out his office window, and he was looking down on the Pentagon. It was pretty cool.
I guess they value someone who's good at their job like that. That they'll do what they can to keep them. That's a good story. How long did it take him to heal from that wreck with the deer?
Sure. Well, they was way up in the mountains, and his wife and him were riding. They both had full leathers on and helmets, and she didn't get hurt, although she was ejected. And they took him to a small country hospital up there, and she wouldn't let him operate on him, and he had a busted spleen. Well, you bleed to death. And so they called back to the Navy back in D.C., and Ronnie had just retired. And the Navy personnel said, no, we won't come and get him in a helicopter because we don't move people in helicopters with abdominal injuries. And I thought, duh, I've seen lots of them in Vietnam. and they wouldn't do it. So she was a paramedic, and she called her boss at the fire station where she worked. And he was Army, I think a sergeant major. And he got an Army helicopter. And they went up there, and the people went out to school, to a football field, and they had cars parked around it with their headlights. And the helicopter landed there and picked him up and took him to Bethesda. And then they operated on him at Bethesda. I think they could have took his spleen out. That's pretty routine, but you get in a car wreck, a lot of times you bust that, you know.
Stories where people know people and they are willing to help each other out. Seems like the older I'm getting, the less companies and businesses and organizations are willing to do stuff like that. It's just they don't want to get involved anymore.
They wouldn't. The insurance company wouldn't totally lease motorcycle. It was a 3-cylinder, 2-cycle, 750, water cooled Suzuki, and had a lot of low-end torque, and had auto-lube injection and all, and he liked to sport ride, and he went out and was riding it, and they did $1,900 and some worth of repairs, and I think that was just $40-$50 under what a new one would have cost. And anyways, 3 months later, he had roller bearings on the camshaft. They're on the crankshaft. And one of those bearings went out, which was... And Ronnie said they wanted $550 to replace it. So he just went and bought a new 1000cc Suzuki. I thought he was crazy. So he called back around Thanksgiving weekend. He said, Tom, if you'll come out here and get this and have it repaired, I'll give it to you. So me and my buddy Tobe, we drove out there 19 and a half hours straight through. They took us visiting all the monuments and everything like that. And the next day, we headed back to Kansas. Boy, that was a long drive. And when I got back, I talked to the Suzuki dealer, and he said, oh, yeah, we can repair that. But when I got back, they found out they couldn't repair it unless you replaced the whole crankshaft. So somehow I come up with the money for it. I don't remember how. I probably borrowed it and repaired it and rode it for several years. And my nephew gave me a veteran's fairing where he had went down and had a little crack in it, but you couldn't see it. And the insurance company replaced it, so I put it on there. Had a lot of fun on that motorcycle after that change.
Where's that LK? I bet you did. That sounds like an interesting design, a two-cycle, three-cylinder, water-cooled. That's pretty interesting. I don't know if I've ever seen one of those. But Tom, I'm in the driveway. I appreciate you talking with me for a little while. Got me home, and I'm ready to go in and eat a little dinner and maybe go to bed soon. Maybe I'll try to check into the debt. You and Bernice have a good evening. Thanks for talking along. We will talk to you tomorrow, I'm sure, at some point. N0TR and 4ZLK.
Always a pleasure, Shane, and your signal is pure as can be. It's just straight down. I think it's the wind up there, because, man, it's blowing here. It says 14-mile-an-hour wind, 28 degrees, and feels like 15. Glad you had a safe day, Shane. And 4ZLK and 0TR is clear.
TR, KG4, feels high.
Hi, Don. Glad you come back, buddy. We got a few minutes here. How's your day going?
I had my building, it got crushed by a tree, and it hauled off yesterday, the whole building and all that lumber and insulation and all that. They took them three dumpers or whatever they are. They took three of them, three trips to the dump just to get rid of all that stuff, but I was happy to see all that's gone, so now I got to figure out what I'm going to do about buying another building. How about yourself? You doing okay?
Yeah, kind of a... Well, I'm glad you got that cleared up. There's so much brush still along the roads. It's unbelievable. I'm just going to take that big semi with that chopper on it to get rid of, because these smaller trucks just ain't gonna be able to do it that we have up here that I see alongside the road. Had an unusual thing happen. That wind the other night blew over my swing set out in the carport. It ain't going to now. I got it tied down. But at any rate, the daughter come over and set it up because I couldn't lift it. It's not real heavy, but my daughter's pretty strong for an engineer. She picked it up, and I didn't notice anything else. It was blowed down. Well, I looked out there last night, and the barbecue got blowed off the carport and down in the backyard. So my grandson came over today and picked that up and brought it up to the carport. But it must have just pushed it right to the edge and then got a little breeze and then tipped it over, because I asked Amy, I said, that wasn't over there when you was here, was it? She said, oh, no, it was sitting there right beside the steps. That really ticked me off.
But you're doom and gloom, too. Before you go, I got a new joke for you if you got time.
Oh, got nothing but time.
You could tell it to anybody. It's real quick. Man comes home from work. He's got a new bride. Comes in. His bride's in the living room. Got the card table folded out. He said, what are you doing? She said, I'm trying to figure out how to make this work this puzzle. And he said, the puzzle? She said, yes. I've been working on it for about an hour. I said, I can't figure out how to get all these pieces together to make it work right. I said, it's supposed to be a picture of a tiger. He said, well, you ain't never going to get that together. She said, why not? He said, put all them cornflakes back in the box.
She must have been blonde, Doc. Well, I'm always in trouble anyways. Brace is sitting over here. She's having a neck rub. And, oh, I got 9 eggs today out of 10 chickens, so that's a pretty good average. And it's been a pretty good day. Had to do some plumbing last night, trying to put a shower head on. I didn't have good luck with that at all. So I ordered a new one today. I like to throw some of this Chinese stuff in the ditch. I'm telling you, I'm tired of this plastic junk.
Better get out of here. It's getting close to knit time, and Gary's going to have a conniption fit. We over here bumping our gums. You take care of yourself, Tom. I always enjoy talking with you. KG4BFI, clear.
Okay, Don. Yeah, well, we'll just drive down there and slap him around a little bit. Joy won't care. Talk to you later, Don. Good to hear you. Always a pleasure. KG4BFI in 0GR73s.
KI4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary and my location is Easley. Any interest in promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. We will now begin roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGCHU portion. This being Wednesday night, the RAGCHU portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the RAGCHU portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had a few folks to use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater tonight. We'll go through those. Good evening. K4XMR. That's Mr. Mail. He's down in Prosperity. And W2AMD. That's Mr. Andrew down in Simpsonville. And W4FCM. That's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride. And 4IEI. That's Miss Isla. They're up Traveler's Rest. And KG4PFI, that's my big old tall buddy Don and his sweet bride, KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda. They're down there in Piedmont. And AA4GH, that's Mr. Gus in Punta Gorda, Florida. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben, he's in Simpsonville. And K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat, he's in Simpsonville. And KQ4ZWS, that's Christine in Traveler's Rest. And KG4WNP, that's Mr. Landon, he's over in Greenville tonight. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John up there in Brown Summit, North Carolina. And KO4JKV, that's Mr. Duncan, he's in Asheville, North Carolina. And KB2BYQ, that's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. Appreciate all you fine folks that use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. Hope all of y'all are doing well. And also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride Joy. She's in the other room. She didn't use the pre-net check-in, but she's here with me. I don't have any Echolink stations at the moment, so we'll go over to the RF check-ins, starting with M through P, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS? And Gary, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Biscay, Red. We're both in Piedmont, puppy negative and negative, and by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's in West Shoals, and she'll be negative.
Yes? Please check in WG4MC. This is Matt West of Graham County, be negative and negative. 7-3 to you all on the net, and tell Miss Joy I said hello.
Again, Kilo Mike 4, November Alpha Papa, Ed Seneca, negative, negative. In the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening, KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena and her husband Rick, KK4DMW. They're down there in Piedmont. And Lorena brings along their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. And Miss Michelle's down there in Ware Shoals via telephone relay. Appreciate all y'all being with us tonight, Miss Lorena. Please tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. Hope all y'all are doing well. And WG4MC, that's Mr. Matt over here in Western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. Hope you're doing well. And KM4NAP, Mr. Ed, down there in Seneca. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ed. Hope you're doing well. I got an Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. And Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey, Tango, Quebec. This is Greg in Brunswick, Georgia. Negative and negative. 73 to all.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KO4WTQ. Mr. Greg, dinner in Brunswick, Georgia tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Greg. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Mike Drew Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. NKF4NXY, David. And my wife, Marie. AF4SX. We're down here in Southern Greenville County, around Possum Kingdom. Check us in and out, and good evening to everybody on the net.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening, KF4NXY, Mr. David, and his sweet bride, AF4SX. That's Miss Marie. They're down there in Southern Greenville County, down there in Possum Kingdom. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, David. Please tell Miss Marie we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Let's move up now to the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary and Joy. Please check in N0TR. November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Thanks for calling the net, Gary. Good evening to you and all on the net, and I'll be negative and negative, sir.
KI4DOS. Hello there, Gary. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lamont Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris and Liberty. And I will be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
AOS. Again, Alpha Alpha 1, Romeo Delta, AA1RD, Bob down here in Piedmont with my darling Anita. Thanks for calling the net tonight, and please say hello to Joy for us. We'll be negative and negative tonight.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N0TR. That's Mr. Tom over there in Greer. appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Hope you and Miss Bernice are doing well. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. And Tom, I heard the comment you made earlier that you could come down and rest me up a little bit. You do that, I'll tell Miss Bernice some lies. You know that's not true. But anyway, you and Miss Bernice have a good evening. I hope y'all are doing well. And then we got my other brother by a different mother, Mr. Chris, KO4QLG. That's over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Hope you are doing well. Sounding good tonight, Chris. And then we got AA1RD. That's Mr. Bob. He's down there in Piedmont with his sweet bride, Miss Anita. I appreciate you being with us tonight, Bob. Please tell Miss Anita we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. And the next alphabetical group, which is Uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. And Ms. Joy and everyone on the net, please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. Shane in Cleveland.
Yes. Check in and out. KI4. VLW Randy. KJ4. CRL Linda. In Asheville.
Oh. G4 Whiskey. Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name is Rod. We're in the land of Waz. We're negative, but I want to add something to the swap net, Gary.
4DOS. Gary, please check in Kilo Quebec 4, Zulu Romeo Charlie. That's KQ4 ZRC. This is Grayson up in a Richard Sapphire, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative.
Let's check in Kilo X-ray 4, Yankee Mike, Scott, Greenville. Negative, negative. Thanks for calling in that, Gary.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N4ZLK. That's Mr. Shane. He's up there in Cleveland this evening. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Shane. Please tell Miss Beth we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KI4VLW, that's Mr. Randy and his sweet bride, KJ4CRL, that's Miss Linda. They're up there in Asheville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight. Randy, please tell Miss Linda we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And then we've got W4WOZ, that's Mr. Rod over there in the land of Waz. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Rod. Hope you are doing well, and I'll be back to you to get your item for the swap net in just a little bit. And then we've got KQ4ZRC. That's Mr. Grayson up there in Sapphire, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Grayson. Hope you are doing well. And KX4YM, that's Mr. Scott. He's over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Scott. Please tell Miss Mary and Miss Mary we said hello. Hope all y'all are doing well. Got another EchoLink station up. EchoLink station's only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Hey, Gary. Check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself on the net. Do say hello to Miss Joy. And Gary, I do have an important announcement about the Garth Fest down here in Greenwood. It is an important weather announcement about the Garth Fest down here in Greenwood on Saturday.
To KA4PQA. That's my buddy Stephen down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Stephen. Hope you are doing well. Please tell Miss Jennifer we said hello. And you want to go with your announcement now, Stephen?
Affirmative, Gary. I can do that. For all of those on frequency who may be going to be traveling down this way. our guard's fest down here in Greenwood, it is still on. Again, we are still having the guard's fest that we are still having the guard's fest down here in Greenwood. Again, the guard's fest is a ghost. Again, the guard's fest is a go for Saturday. However, Gary just want to make everyone on frequency aware that we are supposed to have wintry precipitation in the area from Friday morning into Saturday morning. Anyone on frequency who is listening that will be making who is planning on making the drive down here to be with us, do use your own discretion as far as travel is concerned. Do use your own discretion when getting on the road to travel to make the drive down here for your safety. Due to the condition that the roads could be in, do use your own discretion when traveling. If you do not feel safe being on the road traveling, then don't. But again, do use your own discretion. We are supposed to have winter precipitation in the area Friday morning into Saturday morning. So all stations on frequency, again, use your own discretion when traveling. If you do not feel it safe to do so, then don't. Just wanted to bring that weather update to you in the net about our Gar's Fest Ham Fest down here. About our Ham Fest down here Saturday, Gary.
That the Ham Fest at this point in time is still on, and you ask everybody to use their own discretion about driving in the inclement weather. But appreciate you bringing that to us tonight, Stephen. Again, tell Miss Jennifer we said hello, and if at all possible and the road's permissible, I'll probably see you on Saturday. So you take care, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. Going back to roll call in the Uniform Through Zulu Group, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI-4-DOS.
Yes. Please get me checked in, KC-4-PLT, that's Kilo Charlie 4.
Charlie 4 station, you dropped that, that's all I got of your call. Try it again, give me the rest of your call and your name, location.
Kilo Charlie 4, Papa Lima Tango, KC-4 PLT in Pendergrass, Georgia.
Got you that time, KC-4 PLT, Mr. Richard down there in Pendergrass, Georgia. I appreciate you being with us. I hope you are doing well there, young man. I'm going to back up just a little bit. I did not ask anybody if they needed any feels on Stephen's announcement about the Greenwood Ham Fest. Does anyone need any feels on the Greenwood Ham Fest announcement that Stephen made? I guess everybody got that. Additional stations, Uniform Through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4-DOS.
Recheck one more time, Gary. Just want to make one more comment.
There
you go, Stephen. Gary, I know probably most people knows about, probably by now, Gary, most people knows it, but we are presently under a winter storm watch for the incoming, for this, we are presently under a winter storm watch. The entire coverage area pretty much is under a winter storm watch for this incoming winter weather.
Aware of that, and of course we'll just have to wait and see what the weather brings. We don't ever know, but do appreciate it. We'll go up to the next alphabetical group now, which is the front of the alphabet in the Alpha through Delta group, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4-DOS.
KI-4-DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please tell Miss Joy we said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey W4 DJW. Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
The evening to W4DJW, Mr. Dave over there in Griff. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dave. Please tell Miss Amy we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. Additional stations, Alpha 3 Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Gary, this is KA4PQA. You were telling me something. And just as you were, I was mentioning to you about the fact that we're all under a watch, which you mentioned everybody by now knew, and you were in the process of telling me something, but Echo Link dropped out, so I never did copy all of what you said.
Said that I hope to see you on Saturday if the weather permits, that the roads conditions are favorable. But again, tell Miss Jennifer we said hello and hope both of y'all are doing well. Over.
Affirmative, Gary. Copy of that time. With that, again, tell Miss Joyce we said hello and hopefully, like you said, Gary, weather and road conditions permitting, we will see y'all down here Saturday, but with that, I will go ahead and turn it back over to you so you can continue on with the net.
We're DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'll move up to the next alphabetical group, which is Echo through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. So I'm going to have to send out a search party for Patrick and Harry. Echo through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Got that. The repeater's real scratchy up here tonight. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick up here in Penrose. No comment, no traffic tonight, Gary.
Let's check in, KK4, HXB, Earl in Traverse Rest. I'll be monitoring for the rags you in the net.
K4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick. He's up there in Penrose. Appreciate you telling Miss Elise. We said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And KK4HXB, that's Mr. Earl. He's up. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Earl. Hope you are doing well. I got another EchoLink station up. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Control, please check in Kilo, Quebec 4. Oscar Uniform X-ray. That's KQ4OUX. My name is Vince, Columbus, North Carolina, and it's Victor, India, November, Charlie Echo for Vince. KQ4OUX, back to net control.
Oscar Echo, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina,
Gary, thank you for calling the net. Good evening to you and Joy. Good evening to all on the net. Everybody stay warm. No traffic, no problem.
Go West. Kilo Charlie 4, India Victor Papa, KC 4, IVP, Steve in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, like to say good evening. KK4JFO, Mr. James, up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. James. Hope you are doing well. And W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid. He's up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Sid. Hope you and Miss Beverly are doing well. I appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. And KC4IVP, that's Mr. Steve. He's down in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KR4DOS. KR4ACR. Here in Fort South Carolina. Negative eight. For DOS, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Papa X-ray Bravo Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KR4ACR. And I missed your name up in where you're located up there in North Carolina, I believe you said. Please give me your name and location again, please.
Here, that's Moore, South Carolina.
Well, peace is dead, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us. Hope you are doing well. Your first time check in with me, I believe. Come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you each and every night if you can make it. I got a different net controller each night. I just happen to be the lucky one in the hot seat on a Wednesday. But come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you there, young man. And here we got KO4PXB. That's Mr. Lloyd. He's down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Lloyd. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Gary, please check in. November Charlie Victor. Leon Andersonville. Lovely wife, Wendy. Would be Kilo Echo 4 Delta X-ray Juliet. And appreciate you having the net. And we will be negative to negative.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening to NC9V, Mr. Leon, and his sweet bride, KE4DXJ. That's Miss Wendy. You're up there in Hendersonville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Leon. Please tell Miss Wendy we said hello. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
For DOS, please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home and career. Mark us in and out, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're located over there in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Please tell Miss Donna we said hello. And Larry, I hope you get feeling better there, young man. You don't sound too good. You've had that for, I don't know, several weeks now, it seems like. It's about time for you to get over it. Maybe this change in weather with the snow coming, that'll help. But appreciate y'all being with us, and y'all take care. Any others, all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
DOS.
4 DOS, please check in Kilo Alpha 2, Tango X-ray Juliet, KA 2 TXJ. Jim in Taylor's, I'll be negative and negative.
4 DOS in the Blue Ridge, 2 meter net. Like to say good evening, KA 2 TXJ. Mr. Jim over there in Taylor's, appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jim. Hope you are doing well. And it is all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KI4DOS. This normally means we got everybody for the time being. This is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for all those folks checked in with us. All the stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, and we'll go on to the RAG 2 portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. And one gentleman said he's got an item for the swap net. We'll grab him first and see if there's any others. W4WOZ, Mr. Rod, what have you got for the swap net this evening there, young man?
W4WOZ. Gary, I have three items for the swap net. These things are very old, and I don't know if people have a ham radio library, but if they do, they might be interested in them. I have three ARRL handbooks. One of them is a 1961. The other one is a 1966. The other one is a 1971. They're complete. They're in great shape to be 60, 50, 60 years old. I'd like $60 for all three of them. So, like I say, they're great for somebody's library. Been in mine for a long time. It's time for somebody else to get them. You know my information. W4WOZ, back to the net.
Ron, you have in your possession three ARRL handbooks. You have one from 1961, one from 1966, and one from 1971, and they're all in real good shape. And I think you said you wanted $60 for all three, is that correct?
Gary, $60. They're nice, man. They don't have any colored pictures, though. That's about one of the drawbacks from back then.
I got some of them old books myself. Mine not in too good shape. I've used mine quite a bit going back and forth. But they've got a lot of good information in them, and they're well worth having in your library. But, Rod, I got your contact information. Folks can reach you via email at w4woz@live.com. And then they can send you a text message at 864-608-6000. Correct so far?
Correct.
Does anyone need any fills on these three ARRL handbooks that Rod just listed? And heard right now, we'll run this for a few weeks. When you sell these, let me know, and that way I can take them back off my book. I did have somebody asked me for contact on the J-pole antennas that you had. You still got those?
I do. I have two of them. You know, this storm coming in, somebody might need one.
Keep it on my books and keep that going. But again, do appreciate it. You take care. We'll see you on down the log a little bit. Do we have anyone else with anything else they would like to add to the SwapNet book or anything I need to take off of the SwapNet book? Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. 9B, Gary. If you want to advertise those FNB 41 batteries for Yaesu handhelds. I still have three of those, and I'd be willing to let them go very, very, very cheap.